Gentlemen, Uptown ENT, back at it again with a brand new podcast. I am your co-host, Lo. Here as always, my main man, B.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Sunday show. I had a frog in my throat. Hey, man, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have TikTok. I know you ain't got TikTok.
But I actually did create. I created one because my son got it, so I just want to spy on him and see what the fuck he doing.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing. So you might want to check him out though, because it's this thing on TikTok. If you type in like space program 1982,
mm-hmm.
this thing pop up. This movie that came out. It's a Danish movie with black people in it. And guess what that motherfucker called?
Niggas in Space.
Ooh, you close. Gay niggers from outer space.
Gay niggers from outer space.
Just like that. Gay niggers is all one word.
Wait a minute. Oh, man. Gay niggers. You about to make me Google this.
Yes, it's a TikTok thing. Look at all 1,000 comments. I read it. Nobody looked at this video until TikTok put it up.
You said gay niggers from space?
Yeah, from outer space.
Oh, shit. Excuse the fuck out of me. Outer space. Shit. God damn. Yep, here it is right here. 1992, it said. They say it was a blaxploitation short. Gay niggers from outer space is a 1992 blaxploitation short film directed by Danish performance artist Morten Lindberg. The film is a parody of the science fiction genre. Okay, go ahead.
And then the black people had to be nerve. They had a nerve to be voiced over by white people.
Nigga. I see it's this motherfucker up in here who apparently he directed the movie and he starred in it too. This motherfucker, his real name is Master Fat Man. He apparently plays the gay ambassador. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I know, Max, you probably seen this one because you recommended that one movie you made us watch.
Nigga, yeah, you still mad about that coon skin?
Yeah, man. Like, what? I'm still trying to figure out what the hell I watched.
that shit.
Like, what in the cool world bullshit is this?
Hey, man, I had to break that joint up. I had to break that joint up when we watched it because I was like, I can't watch all this at one time because I got enough shit going on in my head to add to it.
Yeah, I was at work, so I had 8 hours to finish.
Oh, you watched. That's why you did watch it at work. You a crazy dude, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Hey, it was a Saturday. Wasn't nobody there.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, y'all, we got some emails. And as soon as Gmail stop tripping on me and pull up, I will read said emails.
Let me sign into the email.
Man, what? Oh, shit.
I signed into the IG page. Yeah, Anchor, but the email, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, and I ain't like the password and nothing been changed.
Right. I'm like, man, Gmail out there like a real bitch right now.
All right. All right, we got an email. We got a couple emails this week. If you want your email read on the show, just hit us up, uptownentboys@gmail.com. First email comes from Jesus Christ, Aaron.
Hey, what up, Aaron? Hey, Ron.
Hey, man. Aaron, the title of his email is say, mute this motherfucker. All right.
First off,
the email starts off. First off, fuck y'all for that show pick.
He did say it was gonna make somebody mad, didn't he?
Hey, Will must have not had tripped off of me.
I don't think he caught up.
Oh, okay. He said, and then he goes on to say, how do you think this second debate is going to go? This was obviously sent before the debate happened. How do you think this second debate is going to go with them finally adding a mute button? And then he ends the email by saying, fuck you guys as always. Back to you in the studio.
Okay.
Hey, Aaron going to be our correspondent on the street. He going to be our man on the street.
Okay. I guess as he brought it up.
All
right.
Man. Did you watch it?
Hey, that motherfucker the least racist person in the room.
Dog. He said, ain't nobody done more for black people than me other than Abraham Lincoln. And I think I done did more than he did.
He didn't even, he still had us as slaves. He just, okay.
I know, right? Republicans love to bring up that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. But he didn't free all the slaves or whatever like it. Motherfuckers in the South were still doing the slavery. They was like, man, fuck you. So it's just like, did he really free people? And that shit took like, it was like, what was it like? Almost like 2-3 years after he did the Emancipation Proclamation and motherfuckers were still enslaved.
Right. I don't think people read that document, man. We always saw like the plays and stuff and made it sound like a good thing. Like, how come these motherfuckers still chained up?
Right.
Why am I still separated from my family?
That's some bullshit. Hey,
Trump would be a stand-up comedian, though.
Man, that motherfucker, like, hey, I did enjoy how, I forget the woman's name, the woman who was the moderator, but she's a black woman. Nigga, I was seeing that too. I'm like, nigga, hey now.
I'm like, put the camera back on her. Man, I want to see these two old coons. But yeah, white
person. I looked over because I was I just saw like the highlights because I can't watch an hour or 2 hours where I know Trump gonna be doing his Trump shit. So I just watched like the highlights for the most part. So I might be missing a whole bunch of stuff, but while me and my wife was watching the highlights, I looked over at her. And then, you know, before I could even get it out, she said, no, you cannot have a hall pass for her and shut the fuck up talking to me.
Dang. She was, so wifey was thinking the same thing, see?
Nigga, I know, right? I'm like, see, we both think she nice looking.
Right. Nice thinking like.
Look at that. Nigga, she told me to shut the fuck up talking to her. I'm like, damn, I didn't even say shit.
Yeah, because she pulled up on the screen. I was like, ooh. Yeah. Ain't nobody paying attention to them old dudes.
Them old motherfuckers saying the same shit they been saying. Ain't neither one of them has said anything different. I mean,
no.
It's just like this dude. Stutter. Dude, it's like less than 2 weeks before the damn election. Motherfucker, if you don't know who you voting for yet, please just stay your ass at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you know who you are, you know what? I take that back. I think there are so many people I think a lot of these quote-unquote undecided people who is just like, oh my God, I don't know who to vote for. This is like the end of democracy and both are bad people and it's just an impossible choice to make. Them people voting for Trump. Those are just some of the Trump supporters who still kind of have some kind of internal strife with themselves about like, I don't want to admit out of public I'm going to vote for this motherfucker because I know he ain't right.
Mm-hmm. So this is my thing for any politician, because they all lie. Why would you want to decorate your car with a politician's name and stuff all over it?
Mm-hmm.
Mainly just try. I'll be seeing the stickers. I'm like, I ain't gonna mess up my car putting nobody's name on that motherfucker. I saw a person with an SUV. She had Trump signs all like window clinger things all up and down her trunk. She had a flag out the window too.
Man, I think it's because, and Correct. I don't know if we got any Trump supporters out there in the audience. You ain't got to be afraid. We not going to cuss you out too bad if you email in. But what makes you want to support that dude? And then what makes y'all be so loud and proud about it? It's almost kind of like the ignorant nigga, like the ignorant nigga who everybody know who ignorant, and that nigga know he ignorant too. But every time somebody try to tell him to maybe like ease up on the ignorance, he get even more indignant.
Like us.
Hey, well, you know what? It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
It depends on the situation. It's been plenty of times we didn't hit that DEFCON button on this motherfucker. Like, nope. We here now. We might as well just embrace it.
I am the worst Trump, man. He's just weird. Like, I ain't never seen nobody decorate their stuff for the other Republicans. But for some reason, this dude getting all the love.
I think because this dude is saying stuff that a whole bunch of people have probably wanted to say, but they couldn't say it because they know they probably get their ass kicked, which I still can't say it because you still will get your ass kicked if you say it in front of the wrong person. Or people still getting fired from their jobs for shit like this. And I don't care if you own a business, your business can be green lit too, and you could be out of business.
Yeah, Trump can't save you.
Nigga, Trump can't even save himself. Nigga, Trump is in full on trying to save himself mode. This motherfucker, like him and his coked up son, who, if we want to talk about alleged kids who are cokeheads, why they talking about Biden kids? Yeah, dog, they need to be talking about Eric Trump. Eric Trump be so coked up on them damn broadcasts when they he be doing.
Hey, he got that Joker smile. Where's T showing?
Yes, nigga. I know a cokehead when I see one, because I used to be a cokehead. So I know a cokehead when I see one.
And he got that Jack Nicholson without the makeup. He got that smile where his teeth was all up. Dog. Stuck like that, dog. That's what he looked like to me. I'm like, this dude is straight clown.
I be seeing this motherfucker doing interviews, and I'm like, how is nobody questioned if this man? How is nobody questioned that this man is clearly not sober? He clearly not sober. Right, something going on. And you can tell just by like the way Trump is acting. Like, Trump acted even more crazy than he been acting, because this motherfucker like, oh shit, I'm probably gonna lose. And he probably in the back of his mind thinking, nigga, if I lose, I'm going to jail.
Right. He trying to save himself. He don't care about y'all.
But I
think I care about us either, but
at least he good at pretending.
I just want the races to go back and hide again. I mean, we kind of pretty much know who y'all are now, but
may race is scared again.
Right, man. Dang.
I was talking to again, conversations with wifey. I need to have a motherfucking segment on this show just about conversations we be having. We be talking about some dumb shit.
Shit down.
Nigga, so we was so her and I was talking last night, and they kind of made me think when you said may races go back and hide. Dude, remember back in the day when ugly chicks used to like be like real quiet and humble
until Facebook came around.
Nigga, these man, you know what though? But you look at it now, and I was telling her, I'm like it's like the world has flipped on its axis now, because now, like 20 years later, we seeing the ugly chicks. It's like the most confident, loud, and boisterous motherfuckers in the world. But the beautiful women all seem like got low self-esteem.
Let me tell you something. Cause they got some dirt on these cats now. They out here, you ain't gonna say nothing.
You know what? Yeah, because it's it is one person. I don't know if you follow her, but it's one person who we went to school with, who she was a big girl back then, and she still is a pretty big girl now. But yeah, she be on Facebook talking cash shit about like, y'all motherfuckers keep on coming for me, but y'all sure do love this fat bitch. And she be screenshot niggas.
Her name started with a Y.
Bingo.
Like, yo, MTV Raps.
Yes, nigga. Oh, all right.
Mm.
Nigga,
mm.
She be on Facebook, nigga. Her Facebook page is worth the price of admission.
I used to go back in school, so I ain't. She ain't gonna be for me.
I remember, and you know what? You want to know what's funny about that, though, B? Because her and I just became like Facebook friends like a couple years ago, and I remember when I became Facebook friends with her, she DM'd me, and I'm like, oh my God, please don't let this motherfucker be DMing me trying to holler at me. It wasn't even that. She DM'd me, and she was like, hey, I don't fuck with your man, Brent. You be having it where a motherfucker still be mad at you years later, dude, for up to this shit. You're an asshole.
Hey, look.
I'm sorry. I ain't gonna say her name, but I'm gonna give her like a nickname because it's another person, Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you and her used to go back and it wasn't even you and her. It was mainly.
She started with me.
You know what? Yeah, she did. And then you, just like me, because I guess we just gotta end us when we ain't got time to be going back and forth. And then on top of that, we ignorant. So you would just say something like real, just like you would like. That your opening salvo would just be so crazy. And she'd be like, damn, B, you really hurt my feelings. And I'd be like, I mean, you did say something to him first, though.
Right. I remember the one time, because I was trying to watch a wrestling match, right? I was trying to avoid all the spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
And she got on Facebook and said, hey, I'm like, really? And that's all I said. I'm like, can't you just wait, like, the next day?
I haven't watched it yet. Did she try to get smart with you too and tell you like, well, you shouldn't have been logging on to Facebook because some of you ain't want something to be spoiled? Like she tried to make it your fault.
So I was nice. Now look, regardless, I'd be coming off as an asshole, but that person had to take me there because I say something like, "All right, man, this next time," and she hit me with a whole paragraph telling me about myself. I said, where did all this come from? Just because I didn't want to see no spoilers? I'm like, oh, okay, so now I'm going to have to take you off your high horse. Mm-hmm. Since you want to go there. And then, yeah, shit, man. She blocked, deleted me and everything. Got in her feeling.
Do she still got you deleted?
I think so, yeah.
Because I think she just recently, apparently she ain't unframed me. She unblocked, but she blocked me from seeing a whole bunch of stuff. And then... Because, like, recently, like, in the past, like, couple months, seen her pop up on my Facebook feed again. And I'm like, damn, where the fuck she been at? Because I remember afterwards, because I think, and this is how I get in trouble, because I be supporting you. I mean, I don't support you no matter what, because you my man. But I was up in them comments when you was on her. Nigga, I'm just, like, laughing emojis. It was so many LOLs. And I'm just like, because I'm thinking y'all just having fun. Because I'm like, y'all argue every day on Facebook.
Yeah, because she, I guess she like me. I don't know. She be playing games.
Nigga, she hit me up like a little bit after that, I remember, and told me like I thought y'all was my friends, and I'm really disappointed in you, especially because, and you know, y'all you just doing like some. I think she said I was acting like a kid in the playground when somebody was getting picked on and like laughing at them, and I just said, but the shit was funny though, and then I guess that's when she blocked me.
Man, look, see, man, I'm like, you, every time you get it, and the hot sauce hit.
Man, what you eat?
Chicken.
From where?
This place called Chicken Coop, down the street. Okay. This shit good. Hey, I was like, I used to, on the activity bus, back in like the 7th and 8th grade, there's this dude on the bus, white dude, he used to drone on her all the time, he used to harass her. I stuck up for it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we go back. But you be pushing up on me, and then acting funny after a while. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what your motives. I was like, I don't take hints very well, so I'm sorry.
Hey, dog. She got remember back in the day we had went out for like her birthday party at Houlihan's.
Yeah, I remember that.
Nigga, she got mad at me that night because I think you had just left. I think Marquise was there too. I think y'all had just left or something.
We rode together.
Oh, y'all was together. Oh, okay.
No, damn, you and I did.
Were we together that night?
Because I had no car. I was kind of jobless.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was that night. Okay, so that must have been like we had went out like a different night then. I don't even think, well, you must have not had even been there then. Either way, she tried to push up on me, dog, and I was just like, I did one of them nice guy declines, like how girls be kind of like doing dudes now. Be like, nah, I see you as a sister. You know, I can't do that to you.
Right, you didn't gain some weight. You waited until
she got mad. She got mad. I mean, like mad. Like, started cussing me out and like, you know, cussing me out and telling me I wasn't shit anyway. And like, she got mad. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
That's because her old dude did her dirty.
Nigga, but that ain't got shit to do with me.
Well, she taking it out on everybody.
Nigga, she used to think that every black dude wanted her just because a couple of Asian niggas fucked with her.
Got you hit up and then dip.
Nigga. Sad. Couldn't be me. Alright, appreciate the email, Earn.
Yeah, we...
Hey, all right, we got one final email. It comes from look who it is, Mr. Max.
I knew he was coming back.
This motherfucker email starts off. Did someone say pussy?
What I tell you? That it was that barbershop thing.
Hey, nigga, he said, "Youngins, I need contact info on that stripper." He said stripper with the A, not with the ER, stripper. That stripper barber bitch ASAP.
Mm-hmm. What I tell you, I was like, yeah, I know Max would appreciate that one. He's emailing the pictures. I mean, you got that kind of phone where you get pictures in your emails, Max? We'll send it to you.
Max here using that sidekick.
I don't know what times he's living in right now, so he.
Hey, Max sitting up on a gateway computer.
Not the gateway computer. They had them in school before they switched over to the Apples.
Nigga. Remember when Gateway had changed their design up? I guess they were trying to compete with Apple and they had like the little like monitors with like the different colors on them.
Yeah, man.
Dude,
didn't they have like that Kyle background or whatever?
Yeah. We used to get so happy about the damn Gateway computers, man. We ain't know no better.
All I wanted to do was sit up in the library because I got tired of sitting in class. I was like, I don't know what the search engine is, but yeah.
I used to be fucking, because what we had back then, we had to ask Jeeves. Because
yeah.
Google wasn't around back then.
Nope. We not as old as Max, but yeah, we ain't had Google either.
Nigga, we had that before. Damn, Max went to strike. Nigga, we had that motherfucker ass Jeeves or whatever, nigga. I remember when I first found out about torrents and then like different like little blog sites or whatever, like Black Girl Online and different things, man, I figured I could download porn. Nigga, I was acting so stupid in my fucking house. I'm like, nope, this thing is only for porn. I had that motherfucking computer smoking. I was running that memory so high.
That motherfucker probably didn't turn on no more.
Nigga, I had to, I changed the memory on that joint probably like 5 times in a year. I kept on just hearing my mama like, hey, I need more memory. And she like, what you need more memory for? Like, I just gave somebody to put a new hard drive in. I'm like, I need a bigger one. Like, look, this got something to do with my schoolwork. You want me to go to college or not?
That motherfucker had to set up.
Nigga, I'm up in that buff. Nigga, I'm up in that motherfucker jacket my dick like a goddamn research monkey.
Nigga. So I was up there stealing music. I ain't had no recorder or nothing. I was just like, I guess I could just listen to it, man.
I didn't start fucking with music until I just started fucking with like going on like what was that LimeWire and back the old Napster. I ain't started doing that until like my freshman year in college. Then that's when I started burning CDs.
Yeah, I got on Napster. I started listening to all those undergrounds. So I was like, man, what is this busy bone? Ain't nothing like money in the Ziploc bag. What? All the underground music.
Hey, this is gonna sound wacky shit, nigga, but I think the first one of the first songs I had downloaded, because I was just, you know, back in the day, you would just download anything and you would just hope that that shit would burn onto a CD and it wouldn't be corrupted.
Man. And that mother take like an hour to install.
One of the first songs I downloaded though was a Benzino I See Booty. It was Benzino featuring Teddy Riley.
Oh, Lord. Man, if she walk away, he got to turn his whole body around because he ain't got no neck.
Shit.
He like one of them action figures that you rip the head off of, but you had to glue it back together.
And then I downloaded, I went back and downloaded like some shit because my mom wouldn't let me buy it back in the day, but I downloaded that Mike Geronimo album, Time to Build.
Dang.
Nigga, that album was trash, by the way. I see why he ain't making no more music after that.
That dude disappeared. I'm like, what happened to that boy?
He had that one beast ass single, and this was back in the day where like if you had a single, that shit have gone ahead and skyrocketed the whole album. Because everybody would buy it just for that single because singles wasn't really prevalent back in the day.
Nah. She had to go to Sam Goody and buy them daggone little. What they charge like $20 for a single?
Nigga, yes. Nigga,
they had the single and the remix.
They were charging less. So the single was costing more than the album then, wasn't it?
The albums was like $30. Like, wasn't CDs like $30 back then?
For real?
I think so.
Oh, well, CDs, yeah, because I'm thinking, yeah, I guess, yeah, because cassette tapes was like what, like $10, $16?
I don't even remember. My parents was buying that shit at the time. I think my first CD was a Brandy CD.
with that I Wanna Be Down remix?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think the remix was on that CD. I know I got that CD around here somewhere.
My first one, and God help me, I don't know how the hell I was able to go on ahead and get my mom to do it or to, you know, go ahead and buy it. I think she was just like, whatever, just throw it in the damn cart. It was a UGK CD. Which one was it? Nigga. That's why I was like, oh, she must have seen this damn parental advisory on her. Because I was, it wasn't Dirty Money, because Dirty Money was the one with Let Me See It on her. And I remember I bought that one with my own money. It was like pre-Big Pimpin' too. Yeah, it was a UGK CD. Oh, yeah, she bought me that Scarface too, that Scarface album, Untouchable.
Man, my cousin was in college, so when he came back home, that's the only time I ever heard like them songs was when I was riding with him in his car. Man. So I remember he had that old school laptop because he was burning the music too. You know, they had the not the Ethernet cable, but the phone cable in the laptop. Little thick ass laptop, look like a damn typewriter almost. And that's how I found out about Napster, because he was using it.
Didn't you used to have to you had to have a CD ROM on there that could write or whatever, because if you didn't have a writer, then you had to go buy like a separate attachment, because they had it where you could get a separate attachment and plug it in to burn CDs.
Damn, old school. Man. These kids got it easy today, and it don't take them 3 hours to download one song.
They don't understand the pressure. Motherfuckers don't understand how much it hurts your damn heart when you downloading something and that shit taking forever. That shit take like hours, like half a day, maybe the whole day if it's a movie, and then you be like, oh yeah, it's finally done. And you get ready to open that motherfucker, that damn real time open up, or that quick player open up, and not that
real time. Nigga. Hey, he said, man, this probably in a museum somewhere.
Hey dog, that motherfucker open up, dog, and then that motherfucker file be corrupted, or it be like a shitty copy, and you be ready to fucking, you be ready to just like, your life is done. Because now you got to go back and you got to try and erase all the data off the CD or the DVD and then rewrite it again. You got to go find a better copy off of one of the torrents and hopefully enough people are sharing it. Man.
I used to hate that because when I was going on like these little road trips, I would go down to Springfield or something. I'm like, dang, I gotta hurry up and make this CD. This shit taking forever. Mm. And it'd be you getting the car that mug corrupted, like, damn, I guess I gotta listen to this punk ass radio.
See, 3 hours. CDs usually was the best thing for me or whatever. Like, I used to be able to be good with CDs. For me, man, it would be me when I'm trying to download like different movies or porn. And I'll be cussing out like people on the tours. I'll be like, y'all niggas selfish. How the fuck y'all gonna get the damn shit and then not wanna share it so I can go on here and download it too? I hate y'all niggas.
He was getting mad.
Nigga, I used to be getting mad, niggas. This was like in the early, you know what I'm saying? Like in the late 90s, early 2000s. This was like when we was having our Max could probably talk about it. I'm gonna get back here to your email in a second. But this was like during like the time we was having that damn Renaissance age in black porn where you had all them beast ass porn stores, nigga Pinky, Cherokee, Sky Black, fucking Jada Fire, Janet Jackme was still around.
Boy, Max need to come on the show. Y'all need to have a talk.
nigga, motherfucker, Janet Jackme, nigga, shit, nigga, I was trying to download that motherfucker. I'm like, yeah, nigga, let me go ahead and get this scene. Man, I was gonna treat myself good that night, but it wasn't to be.
That must say, is it when you, that little thick-ass green bar hit that middle and it didn't just stop moving?
Man.
Then your computer lock up?
Man. Nigga, do you know how bad that feel to wake up in the morning and then you see your computer locked up and you like, and you was waiting on some shit to download? Dog. Nigga. Man, that shit make you just want to just not be on Earth.
Shit, I was up in there downloading daggone video game ROMs. I found the site. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, I wanted mm-hmm. to play this.
Yeah, man. So
I found all the Dragon Ball Z games, and I ain't know what the fucking Super Saiyan was because the episodes didn't hit. So they had all that shit in there. I was like, who's these motherfuckers with the yellow hair? What is this?
So was that the was all like PC games, or were you downloading games like the consoles back then?
Like the console, like they had at that time, they only had Sega, Super Nintendo. And that was it, actually. You only had Sega and Super Nintendo games you can download back then that worked. The arcade games never worked. I could never find a thing to make it work. I think later on they started putting like the 64 and PlayStation games on there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah.
Them were the motherfucking days, man. Them, man. Like, and I'm glad we grew up in the era that we grew up in, because we literally had to learn how to work all this technology. We had to learn it inside and out, and that's what made like us, like, you know, pick our different careers and stuff like that.
Right, but I'm jealous of these kids now, because now they got full blown computer courses in class, learning like Excel and stuff. I'm like, man, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, they are doing really good. All right, let me get back to what? All right, I gotta respond to a text message. I'll do that, man. Let me go ahead and do Max's justice and read the rest of his email. Let's see. Yeah, strip a barber bitch ASAP. Okay. I'd be scared if she uses a straight razor though, because my dick ain't coming out thin. This nigga. I remember I wanted to kidnap this motherfucker. What?
Hold up, dog. Wait a minute.
Hold on, let me finish reading. I remember I wanted to kidnap this motherfucker who did one of my kids wrong. Okay. Oh, we did have to talk about kids, about like kids. Yeah, make you turn you to a monster. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I just started shooting at his feet and made him dance for
Oh, you did what Tory did to Megan? That's crazy.
Hit that dance. Hey, ooh, let me finish reading this email. He said, B, you talked about the game. The game TV show.
Oh, hold on. What'd you say?
All right. Brandy Bassmouth, baby old family guy looking ass could get dick down from here to the other side of the moon.
Wait, what do you call her?
He said her Bassmouth baby old family guy looking ass could get dick down from here to the other side of the moon.
Okay, I hear you. But you said she looked like Stewie. That's what I'm just about to say. He lost me when he said baby old family guy.
Hey, why he say she got a bass mouth though? I mean, she do kind of got Brandy does have a I ain't gonna say Brandy ugly. She has a unique looking face. She has a very distinguished face. Like you could look and see, oh yeah, that's Brandy. I don't think Brandy's ugly at all. I think Brandy is grown to be a nice looking woman.
She still look like a 17-year-old kid. Like what about these TV shows? Like if you go back and watch the TV shows she was in when she was younger. She still looked the same, except now her skin a little bit tighter from the age, but that's it. So I'm like, damn, she don't really look that much older. I had to look up to see how old she was. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, go ahead, Max. And nobody, that's the only girl on the show that you just see you had, damn. Yeah, because I think they only had that one chick from the Steve Harvey show, and she kind of got on my nerves on the show. She was a loud mouth.
Yeah, she was playing because she was playing like the quarterback's mama.
Yeah,
yeah.
I messed with the little white girl on the show. She was kind of thick, sort of.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, that was all our emails for this week. Again, you want to email the show, uptownentboys@gmail.com. All right, B, how your week been, man? What's been going on? What's been going on your side of the world?
Man, I'm still in the workout mode. That's all I've been doing, and you know, working shit. Mm-hmm. Hearing people getting let go over something stupid. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
What? Over something stupid, like what?
Man, you know, he was doing a team, like WebEx thing, like a fun, like, what do you call it? Your team get together, team building, or whatever.
Over WebEx?
Yeah.
Oh, happy hour.
I guess. So you know this? You know you heard a Reface app where it put your face on like.
Oh, you can put yourself like in movie scenes and videos and shit, music videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did that to one of his reps, put her face on Shakira body. You know what I'm saying? And she thought it was funny, but somebody in the other side in North Carolina didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And told on him.
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, everybody that I know that had caught a sexual harassment case at least got, like, some time. You know what I'm saying?
It was an investigation or something.
Yeah, they had an investigational period mm-hmm. to see whether it was deemed that or not. They straight fired him. He a manager. They didn't even tell the senior manager. They went over his head.
Well, you would think that the senior... I'm like, that's weird. I would think that the senior right. manager, they would have to... have some kind of involvement in it or whatever. Like being that's my subordinate.
Nah, that went over his head, man.
Well, damn. They must just ain't like that dude then.
I don't know why they didn't. I mean, he wrote like a whole program for his team to make keying stuff easier.
Or it could just be like, let's not forget, like, we are still in the Me Too hypersensitivity era or whatever and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, I think we had this conversation like on a previous show. Like, it might have been like one of our first shows. Like, we had a conversation because I think somebody at work had got in trouble for that, for something like this too. So you just gotta be careful with that shit, man.
Thing is, why do you want to ruin somebody's life? That's where I was getting at. Over some child like petty. That's not even that serious. It's Shakira. Everybody knows who Shakira is. If the person whose face was put on there didn't care and thought it was funny, then why is it your business?
I mean, yeah, and it's kind of
like they out here running people's like lives and jobs. I'm like, come on.
I mean, it is kind of a slippery slope because yes, third parties, I think they call it third party sexual harassment, that does exist. Yeah. And as I understood it, and feel free somebody email in and let me know if I'm wrong. As I understood it, with third party sexual harassment, it's basically like if you see like a kid or something, like somebody who don't know no better getting harassed. So that's where it's supposed to come in, where you can go on ahead and file a sexual assault complaint or a sexual harassment complaint on somebody's behalf or whatever. Because it's like they don't know no better, or maybe they scared to say something. So you can speak up for them and be like an advocate for them, I guess.
Crazy, because the manager he's gay. That's why I was like, oh boy.
Oh dude, he could. Oh man, he must ain't do that right there, because he could totally like spin that around or whatever, then they'd be scared to fire him. Be like, you know, because you could just quickly just say, would I have done this to a heterosexual manager? Is it because I'm gay? And then, yeah, and one thing I found about being in corporate America, because I've done it a couple times, and that's because I felt like people actually was doing some targeting because of my race. And I'm just like, you know what, dude, this shit is harassment. And you mentioned the magic words, like y'all harassing me. And if you look a certain way, they'll back up off of your ass real fast. But I mean, I hate that for that part. See, it kind of seemed like maybe somebody had an axe to grind with him. That's why they reported him.
He a manager too. Like them people are hard to replace, especially when they're writing your whole program for your job.
I was like, yeah, especially a good one, because we got a whole bunch of bad people in management floating around.
Right. Now that spot about to be, oh, I'm like, man. That's crazy. He was cool too. He was organizing all the events inside the building when we was there. Mm-hmm. Like handing out gift cards and stuff like that for people's birthdays. I'm like, that's what's up. And then they let this dude go. Like apparently from my understanding, people from North Carolina are on that side like to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Apparently, like for some reason, North Carolina, they on that side of the team,
they don't like to have fun over there.
I don't know what their motives are, but yeah. That's crazy. I got some people from North Carolina on my team. I'm like, well, let me chill. I don't really do much anyways, but still.
Right, yeah, you really need to chill. You got to relax, as Noriega would say.
Nah, I'm a clown like Fat Joe.
Yeah. Nah, man. Not Joey.
Hey, man, he keep it real. That's why it do funny to me, man. No matter what your reaction, he'll be on a reality show that's scripted. This dude won't follow it at all.
Not Joey. Hey, man.
This dude, man, busted, man. I guess we finna hit it.
Yeah, let's go and talk about this versus debacle with. So let me set this up. Okay, so T.I., the king of the South, self-proclaimed.
T.I.P.
So he been trying to get a versus kicked off for a minute. He was originally, what was that, a couple months ago? He was going at 50, trying to get 50 to do a versus with him, and 50 like, nah, nigga.
Right.
And you know what? Correct me if I'm wrong, though, but during that time where he was trying to get 50 to go into versus with him, and 50 was like, nah, dude, I'm good. And then what? Wasn't he talking about 50? Like, oh, man, you scared? It's cool. Just say that.
Yep. He was drowning on that. 50 clapped back. I was like, oh, you didn't got this man started. Now I'm going to see his T-Optics on his page.
But we flip it around, though, and fast forward to now. And T.I. is like, I'm the king of the South. I'm not scared of any. Is it like he got a fixation with New York rappers, which Busta said the same thing. Busta was like, man, seem like you fixated with on New York rappers, like you feeling like a way about New York rappers. So I'm a New York rapper. So, you know, go ahead and fuck with me. Do a versus with me. And T.I. came up with so many excuses about So what did you think about that?
I thought that was kind of, I'm like, you need to stop. There ain't no point to be had. It's music. Let's see if it aged.
Right. Because it ain't like either one of them have had a hit in a while.
Right. He was afraid Buster was going to hit him with that Give Me Some More.
Nigga, or that Dangerous.
Hey, if he played this hit, it's serious. Yeah.
Or that motherfucker, nigga, that motherfucker break your neck with that dum 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 dum.
Put your hands where my eyes can see.
Nigga.
Wildin' is the place to be. Hey, that remix though with him and ODB.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the what was the name? Whoa, was it no Hoo Ha,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga, T.I. started coming up with so many reasons why he wasn't going to do a versus with Busta and then talk about, so you need to be doing the versus with this motherfucker. Do a versus with Melly Mel. Do one with LL Cool J. I'm like, nigga.
That's a generational gap between them two, sort of. But LL was still making music and Busta's still making music. So it's invalid, right?
the way I'm looking at it is like, man. It just same kind of messed up. Because I'm like, T.I. been talking all this shit and trying to get somebody to do a versus with him. But then the moment somebody wants to do a versus with him, oh, nah, see, y'all, you bullshit. That kind of like just tells me that like Tip may, I ain't going to say Tip was scared of Busta. Well, you know what? Yeah, he's scared of Busta. He was scared of Busta because he was mentioning some of the Busta songs. He was like, what I'm supposed to do with that? Like, yeah, nigga, because you know.
Play Rubber Band Man, fool.
Nigga. He gonna play that whatever you like.
Okay, so there you go. You got whatever you like. Rubber Band Man. I guess he gonna play some of his features then. We gonna play the diss tracks.
He can play Top Back. You know, T.I. got some hits or whatever, but it's just kind of like the verses. I think he just know that none of his songs is gonna match the energy level of Busta.
He could do Shoulder Lean, him and Dro.
I don't think he fuck with Dro no more.
You for real?
I don't think he fuck with Draw no more. Man, look, hey, believe whatever you want to believe. I got this from the internet. You know, it was one of them black YouTube channels that be talking about all this shit. But apparently Dro was doing some cooperating with the police or something, or he had like some paperwork where he was an informant, and T.I. was like, nah, man, I can't fuck with you no more. So that's why you ain't heard them two, you know, do nothing for a while together.
Mm.
Hey, man, all these niggas be telling, dog.
I believe it. You famous and you still doing dirt. Yeah, you caught up.
Mm-hmm. All these niggas be telling, dog. So, yeah. Go ahead.
I kind of wanted to see him do the verses with Busta since Busta came out, because Busta gonna rap all his songs and get tired.
Hey, he gonna do that verse he did on that Chris Brown song.
Oh, I forgot about it. Oh man,
The Look at Me Now.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, T, I can't keep up with that. Nick, he a New York rapper that can rap fast. How many New York rappers out there rapping fast?
None.
No, that's a Midwest thing, and a down, kind of down south.
Mm-hmm. Is it a down south thing?
I don't know. What you consider Memphis? You consider Memphis south? That ain't.
Yeah,
that's south of us. But
nah, Memphis is south.
Is it south south?
Nigga, it's south south. Dingy eyeball capital of the world.
That's why I was surprised that one light skin gang member that be rapping was from Memphis. I was like, oh, this dude from Memphis? The NLE Chopper?
I know he's from Memphis.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, oh. And he in the gang? I'm like, you don't look like no, like you in the gang. You don't look like you. Okay.
Hey, man. In his defense, I don't think none of these young dudes look like they in gangs.
Particularly, he be out here modeling, man. That's what I'm saying.
Hey man, damn Doc. He can't drink.
Huh? He look like one of them crisscross motherfuckers, man. I'm like, nah, man, I can't see it. Like, I just couldn't see it. Like, he'll fool me. I guess my fault when he pull a chopper out then.
I mean, but that's the same way like with Young Thug. Young Thug, like, especially with like the way Young Thug dresses, but if you listen to anybody who's been around in Atlanta or around them zones or whatever, they'll tell you quickly, like, man, look, y'all be getting distracted by how Young Thug dress. Like, that nigga will still shoot your face off.
Yeah, man. But you know, they got this, like, we gonna fall trap because they got this new gang sign stuff they be throwing up where they be, I don't know. She look like they be putting together like origamis or some shit like that with no paper. Have you seen any of NLE Chopper's videos?
Nah, man. I think the only video I saw, and it wasn't even a video, they was filming a video. It was him and Yella Beezy, and NLE Chopper like did some weird shit with his neck, and Yella Beezy thought the nigga was having a seizure.
I saw that video. He like doing that like I told you that dude crazy, man. Like, I was like, what's wrong with this dude? Every video, but watch one of his videos and he start throwing up his gang signs. He do like this little other shit with his hands. I'm like, that must be some new shit.
You can't keep up?
Nah, man. He started folding his hands and then, I don't know, look like some Prince shit. Like if Prince was a gang member, that's how he be throwing up gang signs.
Hold on now. Wait a minute. Now, why can't Prince?
You gotta watch it. Wait, what you say?
Why you said Prince couldn't be a gang member?
I mean, he probably could. I mean, if Young Thug could be a gang member, Prince could be one.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, Mike and Michael Jackson was up because Michael Jackson was apparently repping Crip, or he knew some Crips because he made that Blue Gangster. Yeah, man. I ain't even mad. That Blue Gangster. Oh.
He said, yeah, I did it, baby. Career.
He hit that front moonwalk and pull out his rag. Hey, that should have looked sweet if he really.
Then you had Prince out here with a perm and some Jordans.
Nick, I saw a picture of Prince and that nigga had on like a Minnesota Twins baseball cap and he had that motherfucker cocked like he still had the perm, but he had that motherfucker cocked on the perm like how T.I. be wearing his hats.
Yeah, man.
I was like, what kind of shit is this?
All this stuff starting to come out. That stuff didn't come out back when he was still alive. Now everybody like posting these pictures. I'm like, see? The guy ain't think Prince was gangster.
And it might be me thinking about like, you know, saying stuff from like a producer's level, but I be thinking about like different like mashups and shit like that here lately. And I'm like, dude, what if Prince did like an album? Maybe not need a full album, just like an EP where he was just rapping. Cause I think Prince probably could rap or whatever. Cause I mean, Prince will probably be like kind of like rapping the same way that like Drake and like Rowdy Rich and stuff like that. Like, kind of like that rap singing. Cause some people, they just can't help. They can't help it how they sound. Like, I think, like, Snoop has done that for years, too. Snoop does kind of like a little rap singing because he just can't. help like the way he sounds when he get on them beats or whatever. I think Too Short could do like some rap singing. Hell, Pimp C did do rap singing.
He sure did. But hold on, we gotta back it up. Cause Snoop Dogg did that. I sent you the video, he did that Crip. Cripping all day or something like that. Cripping night. Yeah,
cripping night day, dog.
Like you say, he should have put OT Genesis on there.
I mean, it only would have been right, dog. I mean, they both Crips.
Hey, I like the Jackie he had on.
Which one, the Death Row Jackie?
No, no. Was that the one where it was the red and the blue bandanas?
Maybe. I know he had a Death Row jacket, but I think he wore like two different. I think that's a different jacket that you talking about.
Yeah, because I was like, oh man, that look cold.
Mm-hmm.
Crippin' Night and Day. That's the Al B. Shore.
Yeah, dog. You know what? Because when you first sent it to me, dog, I was fully prepared to hate it. especially when I heard that damn beat. I was like, this nigga, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, is he about to rap? I'm like, okay, he about to rap over, and I'm like, this might actually go off. And then when I heard him singing, I was like, but yeah, I listened to the whole thing, and I'm like, you know what? I'll allow it. I like it.
Okay. As a lot of people say, I'll be sure can't sing for real. But I'm like, a lot of these motherfuckers can't sing for real. It's how you present it.
Yeah. A lot, I think back in the day, it's become better now, but back in the day, motherfuckers used to really get talked about real bad for using effects on their voice, and they'd be like, oh, you a studio act. And I mean, unless you was like Janet Jackson, because Janet Jackson, I think, was one of the few singers who got away with using effects on their voice and being like a quote unquote studio act and not being able to sing.
Yeah, that's how Aaliyah was.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, her too. God bless her. So you had like some people like that or whatever, but like now, man, I mean, didn't we talk about it? Now all these damn singers putting effects on their voice. And it's just like widely known now because these niggas can't really sing, so they just like throw some effects on my voice.
Cause I'll be sure it was like Drake didn't I'll be sure today. He just made it a lot further. But then again, I'll be sure is a songwriter also.
Yeah, songwriter, producer, so yeah.
Because he was writing his for Jodas and all them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know. Did Prince ever write? Prince never wrote anything for anybody.
Yes, he did.
Did he? For who?
Yeah. Sinead O'Connor. Of course, you know, the writing work he did for like Morris Day, you would be surprised how many songs are out here that are Prince songs that Prince had already did, but he just like let somebody else redo them. Or maybe those were just like reference tracks or whatever. But like that song Do Me Baby, like, granted, most people, if you're a Prince fan, you know that's Prince, but you know, it was a woman who redid that song.
He clowned on this song.
Yeah,
he put it up. Do me, baby. I'm not even gonna say this for the echo, but still, that shit, he clowned on this song.
That nigga acted a fool on this song, dog. I was like,
care who you are, you that mother come on in the car or whatever, you into that mother, like, hey, like you felt that, like they gave you the Prince Holy Ghost or something.
Oh man. Yeah, you're right. Let me just look at this thing. Prince has wrote for a lot of people. Like I said, Sinead O'Connor, I think that's the most popular song. Nothing Compares to You. He wrote for Madonna, Stevie Nicks, Chaka Khan, Celine Dion. The Time, obviously, Sheila E., obviously. Yeah, man, just like, I mean, the dude pen game was like crazy.
Chaka Khan, okay.
Yeah, he wrote, she mad at Kanye. For what?
She said he messed up her song. I'm like, weren't you in the video?
What, through the fire?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Like, man, that song was like over 10 years ago. Why she just now talking about it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't like that was a mixtape song or something like that. Song was like on an actual album.
And she probably got paid for it too.
Hey, Shaka, I feel for you. You see what
you know, I did people there? Are relevant, and they want to be relevant again.
Well, hold on now. See, wait a minute.
Okay.
See, here is why I need to separate myself from you before all these aunties be coming up trying to cuss us out, talking about you talking about shit.
Now you back in it. Back in it because you called them aunties.
What you mean? It's a hot auntie winter. What you talking about? I love me some aunties.
These two women, I made them mad on the WebEx because I called them aunties. Because
they get mad about that?
Hey, look, listen. They was talking about, like, he got off subject, and, you know, once he was like, she want to take iron pills, you know, they was going into that type of conversation, like, they sisters talking to each other on the phone. And I'm like, oh, Lord, the two aunties have started conversing. And they was like, they took it as if I was calling them old. I'm just like, no, y'all just like, I ain't want to say two black women on the phone talking to each other because being on the web, I just said two aunties.
Yeah, they were just getting mad. Holy shit. Hold up. So I'm going back through Prince shit. So he wrote Round and Round for Tevin Campbell.
He wrote that?
Yeah, he wrote that. He wrote for Patti LaBelle as well. But where was that song at? You remember that song Prince had that I think they did he have like was that a song that had like Roger Rabbit or somebody up in the damn video that kiss, you know, I just want your time and your kiss. You know, you don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be, you know, you don't remember Kiss.
Still.
You said what?
That was just him by himself, because when he's staring at the camera with the little, you know, with the little shade, and you can only see like the middle part of your eyes is lit up, like you looking through the blinds or something. I thought that was just him by himself.
Oh, okay, maybe I'm thinking about like somebody else did the video. But so Prince released that song in 1986, and then in 1988. Apparently, Tom Jones, yes, that Tom Jones, he redid the song.
I heard that one. It sounds stupid.
Man, that shit sounds so... Hey, and then Tom Jones got that, he got that distinguished-ass voice or whatever, but it just ain't hit right. The last song Prince wrote popular song Prince wrote was for Alicia Keys. It was that How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore in 2001.
Man, somebody need to write some more of her stuff because she's having a hard time coming back to hit. She need the lyrics.
I think the last song of hers that I really liked was that song with her and Drake, Unthinkable.
That mug went to the top. He wrote that for her.
Nigga, that nigga don't even write for himself. Come on, dog. Wait a minute. Hold up.
He wrote that song. Go look it up.
Okay, I'm about to look it up. So.
Hey, it is what it is, but still, I know he said he wrote that song for his kids.
Nigga, he can say anything. Hold up, let me look at this. Hold up.
Anything.
Six, okay. You know what, you right, he did, but it wasn't just him. It was him. It was Alicia and some dude named Carey Brothers Jr. and 40. Nigga, 40 probably wrote that whole song. Drake was just like, oh yeah, just add this in here. And he was like, yeah, I'm Drake. I wrote it.
Drake do sound like a Prince motherfucker, don't he?
Yeah, he do. He do. Oh, damn. Apparently Drake has written a couple of things. He wrote Fall for Your Type by Jamie Foxx. He wrote I Been That Girl by my Melanie Fiona. Oh, nigga, he wrote some Kanye West shit. After all the shit Kanye and talked about Drake, and Drake wrote for him. God damn.
I feel like Drake, he writing all the R&B songs, but when it comes to rapping, it's different.
Yeah, he got nothing for rap, which, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's what I caught on to. I think that's what Pusha T was saying, too. He pop. Yeah, he writing all his pop songs, but when it comes to rap, he ain't writing it. But my thing with Pusha T is, like, why are we still harping on this? Like, 4 years later. Pusha T.
What the fuck? I ain't heard nothing Pusha. Man, you know. Look, I'll be out the loop. So, I mean, has Pusha T said anything recently?
He tried to, you know, he got taken off one of the songs that he was on with Young Thug and Pop Smoke. His verse got cut because he was talking about Drake.
Oh yeah.
But I feel like, man, why are you still mad? Like, you already won.
Look at you admitting that he won.
I said he won the last time because he can't respond, man. Everybody was mad. But man,
yeah, it was real, man. I remember that.
He didn't body Drake because Drake's still out here. Like, I mean, Drake bodied Meek because Meek ain't, he ain't do nothing. They made up, dude. Became friends.
Nah, man, hold up. Nah, he did body. Man, you can breathe all heavy if you want to. Hey, man, we was like over an hour on this damn thing, and I swear we ain't talked about shit, but just we literally just talked shit for an hour. But
hey, it's just what it is. I can't say he body Drake.
I mean, so to me, body means something different than, like, I'm thinking what you think a body mean, what body means to you. Okay, so let me make sure I understand that first. Are you saying, like, in your frame of the word, body mean like your career is over, or like you're gonna have a hard time coming back, like it's gonna take you a
minute? Yeah, he shut you down, and y'all done became friends and made up and stuff and did a song together.
You had to become friends with the nigga to get another hit. Yeah, dog.
And then they come out with songs throwing subliminals.
What my man Pimp, another Pimp C reference, another shot. My man Pimp C said, "Bitch, you ain't had a hit since I sold you Break 'Em Off."
Ooh. That made me break you. So we be going around the bagel berry go around. So the next verses is T.I. versus
We do be getting so off track.
So no Buster, but they scheduled that Jeezy and T.I. pretty fast. I can't. Some of y'all probably Jeezy fans, but it's not gonna happen. I don't know.
I mean, with verses are so hard to predict because you never know what songs the artists are gonna choose.
He would have to play his first five songs from what was it called, Trap 101.
Oh, I thought I was gonna say the Trap or Die mixtapes.
They don't even play the mixtapes on verses.
Yeah, why is that? I guess, is that like a licensing issue, maybe?
Oh, they probably don't even have them no more.
Nigga,
you can do from YouTube.
On the Dat Piff right on YouTube or something, damn. you know who I wouldn't mind seeing in the verses, but I want to see him in the verses because I don't want to hear him rap. I want him to do like a singing verses. My motherfucking man CeeLo Green.
How many singing hits does he have?
You know, really, that's all he been doing is singing, like, for the past, like, 10 years.
I don't think I ever listened to his albums. I only seen his hits, you know, he just show up in them gospel outfits, but that's it. I cannot name a CeeLo song.
I mean, I think the biggest one of his career, singing-wise, Sans Goody Mob, was that Fuck You.
I don't even remember that.
You remember that song? I see you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, I heard the radio version of that song.
Yeah, that forget you.
Yeah. I remember it was the Temptations tone.
Yeah. Forget you and forget her too. I'm like, hey, whatever.
I think he probably get that song. A bunch of soul.
He had a motherfucker. He had a beast ass mixtape back in like around like the 2010s. He had like a crazy mixtape. It was called Straight Bullets. Man, he was on that motherfucker singing, but he was like really getting into it. Like he was
finding.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube because you know.
Did somebody cuss us out because we were sleeping on CeeLo? I know somebody because we had this conversation about CeeLo a long time ago too.
Probably somebody hit us up about that. Yeah, see, man, motherfuckers don't understand all. CeeLo, good money with me.
I'm going to go back and listen. I need to get reacquainted with CeeLo because I don't remember nothing.
And this probably as good a time as any before I forget them because I got two throwbacks of the week again. My first throwback of the week, we taking it down south. We got BG featuring Manny Fresh, Move Around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that joint?
Jump. I got a YouTube that one.
That I'm from the ghetto, homie. I was raised on bread and bologna. Mm-hmm.
Manny Fresh beat the background.
Nigga, I think that was the first time him and Manny Fresh had worked together since BG had left Cash Money. Nigga, that shit felt like a damn family reunion.
Boy, better stay out there. Them needles. Some hair on.
Is it pronounced heroin or heroin?
That's how he pronounced it.
Hey, man.
BG said heroin.
Niggas be fucking up words, man. What's that other word that the down south niggas be fucking up? They'll say sword. They say sword.
Hey, I don't know what the problem is. But I mean, if you look at it, like, say, if you say heroin, and then you look how it's spelled, like, is it really?
I guess it is because like they do have a word heroin, like for like a woman that's like doing like heroic acts, and then heroin is different. Ah, damn, maybe niggas have been saying it right.
That's why I was like, I had to look at the spelling. I was like, dang.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and
so we got the accent.
Yeah, and my second throwback of the week is Montel Jordan. Let's get it. I'm sorry. Get it on tonight. Remix featuring LL Cool J.
Dang, you took it back. I thought you was gonna say Let's Ride.
Nah, man, I ain't fuck with that song.
You ain't like that song?
Nigga, I wasn't a No Limit fan, so I was so mad that them niggas was coming back out or trying to come back out.
My love is about it. I don't know.
As soon as I heard that, and then I was like, oh, please no. And then it was like Montel was trying to come back too.
But were we in eighth grade when that song came out?
Were we? Hold on, you're gonna make me look it up now. Hold on. Hold on. I could have sworn we was in high school. Scroll down. I think we had just started, it came out in March. Yeah, we were still in eighth grade. So he was really trying to go on ahead. So damn, so I guess Montel had kind of fell off because he was like, remember me?
So he was a two-hit wonder then, because I don't know that song you just talked about, I don't think I remember it too well.
Man, I think the remix was more popping than the other one. But yeah, that shit was, hey man, Montel was big as shit, and that nigga used to be dancing up in them videos. I'm like, this nigga too big to be dancing.
Yeah, I remember, I thought when he first came out, I thought it was what's his name, Alonzo Mourning. And I was like, what, Alonzo Mourning, what the fuck is he doing? It was like Montel Jordan. I was like, oh, yeah, he a big Alonzo Mourning looking motherfucker though. Still,
hold up, dog. Oh, we ain't giving Montel enough credit, dog, for the amount of remixes he had. For the amount of dumb rap R&B remixes, man. Because
he gotta have a song, but to have a remix, he just came out with the remix.
I mean, nah, nigga, shut up. You know what I mean. Nah, but he had another one. He had a Fallen, that song Fallen. He did, and then the remix had Flesh and Bone on it.
Oh, Lord.
That motherfucker was a bop too, dog, back in 1996.
Oh my God, you went too far in my head. Who else was another one here? Adina Howard.
Hold on now. There will be no Adina Howard slander on this show, sir.
No slander. I'm just trying to figure out, like, she had I need to rewatch it, but she got one of them them TV One shows, you know.
Unsung.
Yeah. Or what happened to her.
You know what? I just went and searched Adina Howard, dog. And one of the first things that popped up was Unsung Live. Adina Howard drops a brand new version of Freak Like Me. And this was last year.
Man, that album cover though. And then that video back then, and that young, you like,
bruh, you want to feel real old? I'm looking at Adina Howard's social media page. Her Twitter looked like 5 years ago. Oh, not 5 years ago, 5 days ago. She was celebrating the 25th anniversary of that damn song. 25 years since that song came out. We old, dog.
That's crazy.
Oh, and if y'all want to, y'all can go and follow Adina Howard on social media, because she trying to get y'all to buy some of her merch. She got some Freak Like Me t-shirts, panties, and sweatshirts.
Her old ass. Hey, now since you're talking about freaky stuff, remember I sent you that text, Sukihana. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, I'm not about to fuck that name up. Yeah, I know what you're talking about though.
She a whole look, man. I found you gotta look up her Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
That shit took me by surprise. I was like, wait a minute.
You wasn't ready?
Nah. But she got an OnlyFans.
Mm.
You gonna, she you gonna, advertising it? No.
You gonna sign up for it?
Hell no. But she got what? Like over 100,000 followers?
Mm-hmm.
So she advertising 300 to advertise her OnlyFans for you, or whatever, advertise you on her OnlyFans, and 1,000 to put you out on Twitter to get you some followers.
I mean, but does she have enough followers to be able to do some shit like that?
100,000.
I mean, that's not really a lot.
On OnlyFans?
I mean, I'm sure there's more with people on OnlyFans. Yeah, man, come on, dog. I mean, look, maybe this might be a better conversation to have with Max or somebody who a dirtbag, but the motherfuckers on OnlyFans be having like millions of people following them.
But to me, 100,000 a lot still. I mean, I guess a million, but I don't know how much. I don't know how much her page is, but that's a monthly subscription. And who knows if she charging for the videos?
Yeah, because some people do make you charge a little extra for something. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But even if you pay her 300, she cutting you a break. Or who, whatever chick.
Yeah, you're right.
So, like, one of our listeners, like Cody or something, y'all get on there. You need a $300 and she gets you some followers. You about to cash out.
Did Cody say she was starting the OnlyFans?
No, I'm just.
Oh, I'm gonna say. I'm like, damn. This nigga dropping specific names.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying. Like, don't pay me no attention, Cody, with the eye. I'm just saying. Like, if y'all was thinking about it, man, look, that $300 would be. That's just chump change. If she gets you the followers and they subscribe, you're getting that right back. And more. I'm like, damn, that's generous. Mm-hmm. Like, the strip club is about to go out of business. What you think?
I thought strip clubs was out of business due to the pandemic, because how the hell is this damn strip club still going to be open? I know the rules and got like lax now. Ain't nobody really tripping off of safety and stuff like that, because I keep on seeing every week motherfuckers at parties and shit.
I mean
you can't put life on hold forever. I get it, but man, I don't know, dog.
Somebody was like, it's 99% survival rate. I'm like, birth control is 99%. I fell in that 1%. So I ain't even, don't tell me. Hey, don't throw no 99% at me, please.
Well,
he's a birth control.
Break it down like that.
I had 99%. Now I'm having a kid. Like, another one. Dang.
Congratulations.
Leave right. Thanks. I fell into 1%.
Hold on.
Tell my wife, though. I was like, what you using? She was like, yeah, but it's 99%. I'm like, damn. How the fall into 1% down, man?
You wanted to be foolproof?
I'm like, 10 years, though? And that 1% just said, oh, I'm just going to come through now.
You do know that you could have had just when it got fixed, right?
I mean, I've been trying to get fixed for the longest time. This is my nerves.
Oh, man, you just got to get over it, dude, because, I mean, hopefully you get a good doctor or something like that or whatever. But, yeah, just go on here and just go do it. Yeah. Or, you know, or don't. And we might be having this conversation again in 5 years.
I'm getting a fix. In December, I'm gonna try to get it going in December.
Yo, y'all want to be 50 years old? You know, talk about, hey, y'all be expecting.
Right. Like, hey, I'm like, I gotta put this baby in the will for somebody to take care of. I guess I probably got a good 10 years left.
Oh, man.
I'll be walking up and down some steps trying to take care of him. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny.
I had to raise you.
Nigga. All right, so we talked about the verses. I guess we'll talk about some political stuff right quick. And this ain't really got nothing to do with Dickhead or Biden or anybody. But I want to talk about these motherfucking black celebrities, dog. Okay. And I didn't even talk about the Ice Cube thing, because I feel like people was mad at Ice Cube and wanted to cancel Ice Cube. But I'm like, dude, wait a minute. Like what wasn't y'all saying that, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, you need to go ahead and have a seat at the table. Ice Cube had a seat at the table. Like, that's all y'all keep on talking about, man. You need to have a seat at the table. Y'all don't understand. But then these same people was like, man, fuck Ice Cube. But yeah, whatever. Y'all niggas.
They only saying that because he went to go talk to Trump. Like, we can't talk to Trump. Like, man, we give it up because we talking to the man. Like, damn.
I mean, he the president. Like it or not, he the president. And if you want something to change, then you go and you talk to them. And talk to them about something real, unlike what Kanye was talking to Trump about. Kanye was talking to Trump about getting a damn loan for his business and shit.
He the president, not the other Trump you used to. Fool.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, you know, that nigga ain't got no money anyway. We being
honest. And it's funny because I liked Trump before he became president. Before he started running, because I thought his show was funny, the way he was dogging the people out. I was laughing, and I was like, oh, Lord, this motherfucker finna run the country. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, no. All right, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Technical difficulty.
I was like, what?
Let me make sure this joint still record. Okay, it is. All right. So, but this week, 50 Cent came out and endorsed Trump. He endorsed Trump because of Biden's proposed tax plan. And he was like, nah, fucking with this nigga, Biden, I'm going to be 20 Cent, not 50 Cent. So, and 50 also said he was going to lead the country, but it's 50. 50 a ignorant hood nigga. I doubt 50 even going to vote.
He gonna lead the country, okay.
But the thing, man, the thing about it that made me mad about the whole thing with 50 was ill. With 50 was, you know, like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm endorsing him. Dude, I don't know if you saw that motherfucking post. It was so many niggas in that motherfucking post talking about, so yeah, I'm with you, 50. I'm see, that's why I'm voting for Trump too. Biden gonna have us broke. Nigga, the motherfucking taxes is on motherfuckers who make over $400,000. Y'all niggas barely making $35,000 a year.
Right.
I'm like, so that shit ain't gonna affect you. So like, you just really just following along with some shit or whatever. Or basically, you just like, yeah, y'all, let's protect 50 money. Like, I don't give a fuck about 50 Cent money. I give a fuck about my money.
Right. What you calling some get withs?
Get with. That's all the niggas was thinking, man. It was so much get with. It'll be in that motherfucking comment section. I'm like, why don't y'all just go ahead and just tell that nigga let you blow, let y'all blow him? Because they was just blowing 50 in that fucking comment section.
50 a weirdo now. I don't know what's going on with him. He got these TV shows. That's what it is. So now he need the taxes to be low.
50 one of them niggas, 50 always struck me as one of them hood niggas who he get a kick out of arguing with people all the time. So you could say whatever, he'll smile with them big ass teeth and be like, so you say the sky blue? For real, man. Like, come on now, dog. We all know them hood niggas, them ignorant hood niggas who will argue with you about anything. Anything, and it's like, come on, dude, really? Just because they assholes and they like to see people get riled up.
I ain't voting for Biden. I'm voting for Trump. And Cardi B probably like, that's cool.
Yo, 50, you a dumb nigga. What the fuck, B?
Why you always gotta do that?
Why the fuck you do that? Hey, hold on, I got Cardi sound like 6'9". I'm sorry.
And they both Hispanic because they saw, never mind.
No, leave it alone.
That's the ignorant in me coming out. My bad, y'all. I ain't.
He ain't taking his medicine today. but the most egregious thing I saw this week was Puff. Puff did a motherfucking interview. I think it was Hot 97. Dog. He was on that motherfucker, like, and they was talking. It was whichever station Charlamagne the God is on, because it was with Charlamagne. And Puff was talking about when was that, back in like the early 2000s when they did that vote or die campaign?
Mm-hmm. Dang. What happened to that campaign?
Nigga, first of all, they did a vote or die campaign. And then Puff brought that shit up. He was like, yeah, you know, when we did the motherfucking vote or die campaign and shit, you know, I ain't like the way that went, and that left a bad taste in my mouth, and I felt like used. And, you know, I just been trying to get a platform for Black people, and that's what I'm doing now. Motherfucker, 2 weeks before the fucking election, like, yeah, I just want to hear what Biden's plan for Black people is. And, you know, we need to get a platform. I'm like, nigga, it is 2 weeks before the election. If you've been thinking about this shit since, what was that? That was like vote or die shit. That was like, even before Obama, that was like back when Baby Bush was in the office, wasn't it?
Yeah. Baby Bush.
I mean, for that nigga, baby.
Here's my thing, man. We keep talking about what these presidents are going to do for black people. What are you looking for?
But you know what? And that brings me to my next point, B. I don't think black people really know what they're looking for. They just be like, ain't no president never did nothing for me. Number one.
You know my thing with the prison. Hey, you did the crime, man. So what? You ain't supposed to do the time? I know some people were wrongly convicted, but some, I mean, like, dang, you look at the murder she when they went through Biden's.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers did that shit.
Some of them niggas need to be in jail. They need to never be let out. They are straight up, they motherfucker Kane and old dog, nigga. They menace to society.
Right. They was talking about some emails probably gonna hate us for this. I'm like, if you ain't a criminal, I don't even know if you got anything to worry about.
I would say not, but you know, you do have the aspect.
Never know.
Maybe somebody could throw some shit on you, but still.
Like, what you doing with that bag of cracker? You ain't, hey, we getting drug tested today. I ain't never sold nothing in my hand. I don't know where that came. I don't even know what that is.
What you doing with that bag of crack in your hand?
And then you see the cop throw that bug in your bag. And like, nope. I can't even twist a knot that good on the plastic baggie. That ain't mine.
Officer, please take this.
You gonna be like, that's yours. Like, nah, brother.
Nah.
I don't know what that is. That might be bait. Is that baking soda? I don't know what that is. Well, you know what to do with that.
So, but now the thing that kind of got me in the interview was because Puff talking about it's something that's been on his mind since then. And that was like over 10 years ago. Like I said, over a decade ago. And he like, that's been something that's been on my mind since then. And, you know, I just need a president that's going to go on here and speak to me. I'm like, nigga, you wait till now, though, during this election, to want to go on ahead and hold up and try to tell people basically, hey, man, we need to go ahead and be smart about how we vote. It's really, you either voting for the motherfucker who has demonstrated that he is highly racist, don't care about nobody but himself or people that could do something for him. But and the motherfucker who was the vice president for the first black president, and was really, I mean, really, Joe Biden did a great job as being Obama's basic. He was Obama's assassination insurance. Like, I still contend that's the reason why nobody ever tried to assassinate Obama or never got close enough to assassinate Obama, because it was just like, oh no, if we kill him, this motherfucker Joe Biden gonna be president. And this was back when Joe like was at his peak, I don't give a fuck, and he was still crazy Joe.
Crazy nah. Joe.
Craig. What they say on Seinfeld, crazy Joe DiBola.
Oh dang.
That nigga crazy Joe DiBola kick. That nigga kick Kramer in the head. But Puff, Charlamagne tried to nail Puff down on it though. He was like, so let me get this straight, Puff. You're not telling people to not vote for Biden. And Puff did not say yes or no. He did some motherfucking prime time, all in the videos, 90s shiny suit Puff dancing around the question.
As usual.
Nigga, I was so motherfucking mad. I'm like, nigga, it is 2 weeks before a fucking election, and you out here with this shit, telling black people to withhold a vote and shit like that or whatever. I'm like, nah, man, I don't like that. And I gotta think that some of these black celebrities, the reason why they kind of like going so hard about like, hey man, y'all better not fuck with Biden. Like, y'all better go ahead and get on this Trump thing. Or what has Joe Biden ever done for people? Trump gave us $1,200. What Biden give us?
Don't know yet. He ain't been president.
Exactly. He ain't never been fucking president. He's only been vice president. And we wasn't in the middle of a fucking pandemic or whatever. Like, that's the only reason why Trump gave us the money, because it's a fucking pandemic that he is in large part responsible for, because his ass did not want to go on ahead and heed what the scientists and medical professionals were saying. But I think a lot of these black celebrities, though, I think a lot of them are really just like trying to protect their check. They probably like looking at that shit with Joe too, and they probably like, this nigga gonna raise taxes like shit on us.
Man, even if they raise taxes on them, what they missing?
who knows what the fuck these niggas been. Like, I don't care about Texas getting raised on motherfuckers who got money.
What are you missing? Like, okay, let's say you get $100 million, $100 million a year, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's tax half all the way, so that's like $50 million right there. I think I have to break that $50 million because don't it's like they take half of it.
Yeah. So look though, they you got your taxes taken out, right? You get the $50 million for the whole year, mm-hmm. and you got endorsements, and your food is pretty much free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you got them expensive 25 cars, but you ain't even driving them. I'm only buying one or two cars.
Yeah, that's what I would do too.
And if my gas, if it costs $200 to fill up, I probably ain't gonna buy it.
Nigga, I don't want to buy my motherfucking car, nigga. I want to have a fucking chauffeur.
See, okay, you get your limousine, you pay the chauffeur.
That nigga can drive me around in a motherfucking Expedition or a Tahoe or some shit. I ain't
trying. You gonna be sitting in the back, like, yeah.
I ain't trying to even get crazy with it.
I'm still wearing Nikes, Levi's jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't got no expensive taste like that. I'm about the video games, but hey, give me if I make $50 million a year, I'm straight.
Yeah. Nigga, if I make $1 million, I'm straight.
You can take my taxes. I ain't gonna get that shit back, but damn, as long as I still got my funds coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you could just save up for your taxes then, if that's the case.
Or you could just prepay your taxes like Trump said he did with his when he got questioned on not paying taxes. He said he prepaid his taxes.
Right.
Nigga, I ain't never shit like that before.
Look, talk to one of his supporters that really, really follow him to see if they know what he's talking about.
Nigga,
I said this before.
Them motherfuckers was trying to they were trying to explain that shit away. They was like, yeah, that's smart.
Mm. And so them dudes, so I think there's two different types. I'm gonna split the Trump supporters up. I think I said this on the last podcast. You got the ones who just blindly follow him. And then make up all this, like make up reasons for what he said. And then you got the other half that just want a Republican in the office. They don't care what he's saying because they like he being controlled anyway. So he can say what he want, but that ain't actually going to happen the way he think it's going to happen. I just want the Republican Party in the office.
I was just about to say, but if he being controlled anyway or whatever, so why is it so important for you to have a Republican in there? If he being controlled anyway, then he ain't gonna be able to do none of the stuff that he promised y'all anyway.
Man, he still hasn't. That's what I'm saying. He can't get. What do you tell Biden? You got to talk to them. You have to woo them over. I don't think you saw that part. Because he said, how come him and Obama didn't do it when they was in the office? He was like, because it was majority Republicans. That's what he said. That you got to talk to them. You gotta keep talking to them until you get through. Like, nah.
This motherfucker's setting it up, man. Cause I don't know if you've seen this or not, but them early voting numbers, man, that shit is like fucking like through the roof. Like it is record breaking early voting numbers. They talk about motherfuckers ain't early voted like this since like 19 something. But this is shaping up to be like a election year like none other, where we're going to have record voter turnout. And that might not vote well for Republicans because, hell, Trump even said to himself, the more people who vote, the less you will have Republicans getting elected.
Mm-hmm.
And them motherfuckers know that because that's the reason why they try to do so much shit with voter suppression or whatever, because these motherfuckers go out of their damn way to make sure your ass can't vote. That's why I get so frustrated with black people when they talk about some, man, your vote don't count anyway. I'm like, okay, if your vote don't count, why is it that these motherfuckers do whatever? It be hell and high water. They be trying to make sure your ass can't vote. They make you jump through a fucking flame of hula hoops to vote. in some areas. And, you know, with them closing down polling places and them lines are like, you know, even the early voting lines are like stupid long. Like people talk about like, yeah, I had to take off work or whatever. And I've been here for like 6 hours, you know, and I still haven't voted yet in some states.
Man.
It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy, man. I just want November 3rd to get here so we can get this shit over with, so I can stop getting these fucking robocalls in Texas from these damn Democrat voting.
Oh yeah, I put all them numbers on block.
And then I can and then I'm tired of seeing these motherfucking political ads, man. Cause these motherfucking political ads everywhere, nigga. I be watching Adult Swim and they be running fucking Trump ads, and I'm like, I understand y'all trying to get y'all bread, but can we not do that?
Dumb. Over it.
Yeah. Because I just can't handle this motherfucker lying to me, dog. And then saying like, oh yeah, Trump gonna do this, Trump gonna do that. Well, why the fuck he ain't do it in his first term then? He had a motherfucking, when he started off, he had a motherfucking Republican-controlled Senate, which is still controlled by the Republicans, and he had a Republican-controlled Congress, which, you know, he had at least 2 years of that. Now it's controlled by Democrats, but still. Nigga, don't be acting like you ain't had the power to do shit.
No wall? Or is there a wall built? Nah.
Nah, nigga, they still got, like, the fucking framework for the wall up or whatever. Like, motherfuckers just, like, walking through it and shit.
Remember, y'all, I want y'all to remember this. This is last term. If he wins, and watch what he does. There's not going to be no more talking from him. No more interviews from him. You won't hear from him. He already won. It's over with. He gone after that.
Man, I think if dude,
just what a bit.
I think if he loses on in November, I had talked about this on her or not. I can't remember, but I can totally picture dude just like. Him just leaving. Him stop. He gonna stop coming to work.
He gonna do everything remote.
Nigga, he might not even care. He might be like, nope. Nigga, he might just leave the country at that point because this motherfucker is so damn scared that he gonna be arrested. He might just leave the country like, well, they can't arrest a sitting president, so I'm technically still sitting up in here until January, so let me just go ahead and sneak about the country. It's gonna be like OJ on steroids, nigga. We just gonna go ahead and it's gonna be breaking news. We gonna be like, Donald Trump is now on a personal private plane, and it's been said that he is never coming back to the United States again.
Man, people gonna be crying because they took this stuff to heart too. If he don't get elected,
I want to see what his supporters would say, though. Like, would they still defend him then? Which they probably would, because apparently this nigga like Jesus to them.
I don't even get why. They didn't even do Bush like that. I ain't never seen. I know social media a lot bigger than it was back then, but I just don't ever remember them loving the president that much.
I mean, it's, bro.
They didn't like authority back then. Authority was like a big issue for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, bro, I think it's just the fact that you can't underestimate the fact of how upsetting that was to some people that we had 8 years of a black man being president.
And they was talking about hanging the man. It was ridiculous.
Motherfucker Ted Nugent, racist ass, was fucking showing himself like out in the damn country with fucking Obama shooting targets. And that shit's supposed to be cool.
You could do that, though.
Yeah, you could do shit like that, apparently. And motherfuckers like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's a threat. Like, oh, like they put Ted Nugent on the fucking watch list.
I used to like Ted Nugent. I didn't know he was like that until Obama became president.
Man, but that's the thing, though, man. Motherfuckers be racist, and it's like, maybe they don't even know they racist until, like, some shit happened, and it just make the fucking racist in them come out. And that is kind of disheartening because it's like, damn, dog, you was always like this?
Yeah, man. I'm like, that's a president, dog. They not for either one of us. We going to be completely honest. But damn, like, we need to get rid of the one that's making this it
problem.
I feel like y'all trying to get together and do something to black people. But no, that's when it's become real. that's when we started focusing more on Trump. Like, wait a minute, we gotta get this motherfucker out of here because that shit ridiculous. Yeah, y'all wasn't acting this crazy when Bush was in office.
No, they was not. Yeah, this nigga's a fucking problem, dude. I think that this has definitely exposed Republicans, though. Like you said, though, them motherfuckers don't care about like policy. They don't care about like people actually being taken care of. They just care about winning elections.
For some reason, they saving money when Republicans in office. I don't see it.
I don't see
it. I guess I'm just that broke. Because I don't ever see it. Okay, y'all said Trump gave y'all $1,200. Obama had the stimulus check.
Right.
Was there a pandemic going on?
Nope. It was not a pandemic going on. I mean, if you want to count like the Ebola or swine flu outbreaks, but, you know, I think it was less than 1,000 people that died from each of those because they had a fucking CDC in control who they had a fucking CDC who they actually listened to, be like, this is what we need to do. Okay, we doing it. And that's why it never got to this like big global outbreak or whatever, where we got like, you know what I'm saying, close to a 250,000 of deaths have happened in less than a year because of this.
That's what Obama said. You watch his Biden campaign?
Yeah, I was so happy. I was so motherfucking happy that Obama started talking shit, dog. I was so happy.
Because they was like, this is the death toll on the Obama's like pandemic thing. And I'm like, Corona ain't over with. COVID not over with.
And we coming for a big spike too. And watch, man, B, watch when November, December, should Trump lose? Watch how these motherfuckers are talking shit in like November and December about these coronavirus numbers like spiking up and shit like that. Watch they gonna try to blame Joe and Kamala. It's like they ain't even in office yet. How the fuck is it they fault? Nope. They won the election, so it's they fault now. Like, but y'all the same motherfuckers who was sitting up talking about this shit wasn't real a couple months ago.
The chick from Seattle said we had the case here already, but the president don't want to hear it. Because everybody was getting sick with an upper respiratory infection, like back in like October, November last year. It was already hidden, but we thought it was still out in China. No. But they shut them up.
Hey, I did enjoy what Obama said doing the thing. He was because that news that came out about Trump having several Chinese bank accounts. After he was talking about, so Joe Biden's gonna be easy on China. I won't be easy on China. Elect me. And yeah, Obama was like, can you imagine if that was me? They would have called me Beijing Barry. I was like, I was like, I like that, because they sure would have been talking shit if that was Obama.
So now the world don't like China because Trump don't like China. We blaming China.
Nigga,
though China don't like, they kind of racist out there against black people, but still, like, dang, really?
Yeah, everyone racist against black people.
Somebody was talking about this Black Lives Matter. I was like, I think y'all got the two confused. I was like, first of all, I had to tell somebody, it's legal for me to vote. For you, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at me like, it's legal for me to vote too. I'm like, no.
It's always been they didn't have to put no kind of law in place for you to be able to vote.
Right.
It was just commonly accepted that you would be able to vote.
Like, and then I was like, but all lives matter. But you can free you. Oh, you were always able to freely vote. It became legal in the 70s? Or was it the civil rights thing, too?
Somewhere around that time, yeah.
So I'm like, yo, all lives matter. I was like, wait, hear this out, though. It's illegal to discriminate against me in the job place right now, but that could easily go away. For you, it don't matter. She looked at me. I'm like, first of all, I was like, let me back this up. Women was getting treated like black people. They got rights too. But for some reason they not on, they wouldn't be on our side. Like, because I'm like, it was illegal for y'all to do stuff too. But y'all had to have a whole daggone civil rights movement on your own to vote and to do stuff to be equally like men.
Right.
I feel like they should have had a better understanding, but you know, they reverted back to their old selves before they started marching when it came to us. Like, I'm so that's why I was like, but all lives matter. I was like, to me, when they say Black Lives Matter, that's what it is. We all need equal rights. Like, it shouldn't, just like is you don't have any laws in place for you to vote, there shouldn't be any laws in place for me. I should just be able to freely do it.
Mm-hmm.
I should be discriminated against in the workplace. There should be a law for that.
Right.
Kind of going on, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I think y'all misconstrued. Like, we not saying your life don't matter, man. We just want to be equal. But we not being treated equal if we got laws in place.
Man, them motherfuckers are understanding. That motherfucker, I'm just over trying to make people understand. Them motherfuckers totally understand. They understand more than I think we give them credit for. They know damn well that when people say Black Lives Matter, it ain't saying that, yeah, your life don't matter. Fuck you, white person. They know damn well they just are trying to be like, kind of like the grammar Nazi, the well actually guy. They trying to be like that or whatever. They trying to just be like, nah, see, because when you say that just makes me, that just gives me like a bad feeling when you say that. It's just like, does it really, or are you feeling uncomfortable because your position of, or your perceived position of power, or your perceived position in the world is being challenged because you feel like you white and you entitled to all this shit.
I'm just like, and they shouldn't even be like that, but they, I guess if they don't want to understand it, they don't want to understand it. It'd be a couple years down the road, it'd be understood.
Yeah. That's true. All right. We might have to do some quick hits here because we are over. Damn, we almost had 2 hours. All right, let's do some quick hits here. Sports. Well, you got anything for sports? I know Shaq talked some shit about D Howard.
Hey man, he been home. He do not like that man.
Dude, do we ever figure out why he don't like him?
No. I don't get it. It's just
It ain't like D Howard ever said anything crazy about Shaq. Like, Shaq just been on his ass since he came into the league. And I think it's because motherfuckers was calling him Superman.
You know what? I think that's it, because that's Shaq.
Man, Shaq is so motherfucking petty, dog.
He been hanging around Charles too long. He like, stay away from Charles, Shaq. Don't do it. Don't go to... Still, I do, but don't do it.
Shaq's so motherfucking petty, and I'm like, nigga, why is you like this?
I don't like over the years. I don't know. We ain't never used to be like that,
man. Yeah, but yeah, he like what? No, Shaq has always been petty. Because remember when him and Kobe was going at it? Like, he was on Kobe ass for years. I thought they wasn't gonna never make peace.
He was always fighting on the court.
I'm
surprised some cats won. They came together to win them rings, though, but still, it was just, like, surprising.
Remember when he got up on that damn stage and did that bum-ass freestyle? It's like, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
See, and it's crazy, man, because, like, he should learn from the whole Kobe thing, because you don't want to be up in somebody's ceremony wishing you ain't never really said what you said. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, he's very lucky that him and Kobe made peace, long before Kobe died. But that's my whole thing, because didn't, wasn't he one of the people who was talking that shit, talking about some, yeah, man, this just made me just think about like things differently, and I'm not gonna be beefing with nobody anymore. Like, I think him, Kendrick Perkins, it was a couple of dudes in the NBA was like, man, I ain't gonna beef with nobody no more, man. So, you know, y'all got it, man, you know, because life too short. And then I swear, like a couple of days later, Kendrick Perkins was back on, like, back on social media talking some, yeah, fuck Kevin Durant. He a bitch ass nigga. That nigga need to calm his hair.
They completely forgot.
And the same thing with Shaq. It's just like, Shaq, I'm like, dude, you was just talking that shit or whatever. Like, do you not know how life works, dog? Like, anything can happen. Like, Dwight could be involved in a tragedy where him and his kids ended up dying. And then you up here talking about some, yeah, nigga, what you all happy for celebrating? You ain't do nothing.
Right, why ain't you calling out to J.R. Smith? That's why I said they got beat, because he ain't say that to J.R. Smith.
He ain't say the Kuz either, go.
I guess because Kuz, he had like the most missed shots and errors.
Hey, if he would have said it about Kuz, you would have been on board with it.
I'd have been laughing, because we were all thinking the same thing. I ain't think twice about Dwight. I forget. Hey, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. He got a point. Because I forgot Dwight Howard was on the team. Did he even play?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. He played. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
He looked like Jimmy Buckets.
I know Dwight is an easy target. I know Dwight a big goofy dude, but yeah, man.
I'll never make fun of him. Like, when Shaq said, I was like, damn, I don't remember this dude being on the team. I don't.
Oh, man.
But I ain't even trying to diss dude. I just don't remember him being on the team. I think Kuzma took all the attention away. Glowworm, man, he was out there. I can't stand it. To trade him, man.
He was out there coozing it up.
Yeah. Kuzmo. Motherfucker. Out there tripping, hitting spin moves, like he looked like the little NBA NBA Live 95 character trying to do the little spin move and missing. That's what made me. Hey, get your boy, man. He came.
Hey, that's the number one man to make. That's the number one way to make black people mad. Trying to go, it's like, hey, that's your man. Right. That's your man. Niggas be ready to fight, dog. They ain't my man.
Why you throwing them on me? Right. Every time somebody fuck up, you can say, that's my dude.
Or, oh, nigga, what's the other one? You know, V real good for this. You see what your president did?
Oh, Lord. I ain't talked to her in a minute. What she been up to?
Shit, same old.
She ain't got that good job. She forgot about the place.
Nigga being talking about her, talking about her home life or whatever, and how, you know, people be up in there acting crazy and talking crazy, you know.
Oh, man. About the basketball lotion, though, or oils or whatever like it is.
Oh, yeah, I need to hit her up, too. I guess we can. Only other sports topic we really had was Antonio Brown signing with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, him so and Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, man, look, dude, yeah. Antonio Brown so damn undependable though, man, because you never know what person gonna show up.
You know what though, he been forgettable. The last 7 months. Like, he must have gotten something straight now. Somebody got into his ass or something, told him to stop.
Yeah, he started looking at that money. He started looking at the money and being like, oh, shit, so I ain't getting no more money coming in? He thought his rap career was going to take off. That was the problem.
Then he realized he ain't had no rap career. I'm like, boy, you can barely read.
All right. You got a throwback show or movie of the week, dog.
Oh man, I'm tripping. That's it, dude. Okay, I can't do our people like that. Yeah. Hey, y'all need to catch this early with y'all kids, man. Have them read books every night to see if they can read before.
That's why I asked for a throwback.
That is a throwback.
It's the original throwback.
Yeah, introducing them to Lamar and stuff, man. Reading Rainbow.
Hey, that is how a lot of us learn how to read.
Right, Sesame Street.
Yeah, Hooked on Phonics.
You know, that shit turned into jokes later on in the day that I realized you use a lot of jokes from Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
Getting with the counting. Some people don't care. I was like, man, you ain't have a good life.
Right.
You don't know who this person is or what he said. Like, dang, you don't remember that? There's a couple people in my department that I don't know if they just never watched TV or they just, I don't know what they did their whole life. I mean,
well, what age are they? Are they young?
A couple years, they in their 30s, they mid-30s.
Man.
A couple years. Sesame Street is timeless.
Man, true, but I didn't get to the conclusion that motherfuckers who was born after like the mid 80s, like they just was on a different time getting parenting.
Yeah, that's true.
Or they just didn't give a fuck and they was just like, man, just let these kids do whatever. I'm sick of talking to them.
I just be like, your life was born or something, because like I remember all this shit. I don't know what the fuck you was doing. Like, you don't remember this? Like, no, I work with this one girl, she's the same age as my sister. I'd be like, you don't remember. I know you don't remember this. You barely watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I'll tell you what they was doing, having a damn miserable ass childhood.
Well, I'm saying, like, dang. Smart guy. That's my throwback.
Okay. Okay. With the goat up in there, Jason Weaver.
Oh, Jason Weaver, Cuba Gooden, Omar Gooden.
I was gonna say that's Omar.
His little brother. I mean, them motherfuckers is on that show 25 years old playing 16-year-olds.
Nigga, I know.
Because I was like, wait a minute, Omar Gooden, weren't you 17 on that show, Wild and Crazy Kids on Nickelodeon?
That was like 15? Well, I guess, yeah. Wild and Crazy Kids came before that.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Then you got the little sister, little brother on there. The TJ Moore.
Taj.
Taj.
I guess that's his name.
That's old girl's ex-boyfriend. The one that drowned at the lake. I can't remember. I didn't think she was on Glee.
Oh, Naya Rivera.
Yeah, yeah.
She was on there?
On Glee?
No, I mean, she was on Smart Guy.
Yeah, she was on one episode when TJ went to the den.
Oh, damn. Huh.
That show was only 3 seasons.
Yeah, shows didn't really get like a long time, especially because that was on the WB back then, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let me tell you my problem with Smart Guy.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
How long it take for your hair to grow back after it's been cut?
Probably a week.
I want to know how long they was filming these. Like, what was the time gap when they was filming these episodes? Because I swear, one episode, damn, what the hell is that dude's name? You just said his name, the singer.
Jason Weaver.
Jason Weaver. Mm-hmm. On one show, he was bald with no hair at all. Okay, so the next episode, this dude got a whole fro.
Well, I know what you're talking about, and I'll bring you to this, because a lot of them shows, they be filming episodes out of order, and like they film them like chronologically. Like they just be like, hey, we shooting this episode today. We shooting episode 18. Even though we just did episode 2 yesterday.
Which is wild, because I'm like, this dude bald, he got an afro. I'm like, dang, what the? I guess they're trying to make it seem like this ain't the day after, this is like a week, two, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later.
Yeah. And who knows? He probably had originally cut his hair because he was trying to go on ahead and go to, he was doing a movie or something like that. I mean, it's all kind of different things.
I don't know what that dude was doing with his career, man. He just kind of like disappeared for a minute. And just I guess he liked playing these sidekick characters.
Dude, apparently he caked up though. He caked up though from his mama. His mama was looking out, and she had the foresight with that good parenting with that Lion King stuff, man. Like, yeah, he took instead of getting like a big paycheck, a big upfront paycheck, they negotiated a contract where he just get royalties off of it.
Yeah, didn't he? Wasn't he on Vlad talking about that? But Vlad was like, his title was like how he got shammed out of a $1 million deal, but he never discussed his deal on there.
Nigga, it was some old stupid shit or whatever. Yeah, I don't think that interview lasted very long because he wasn't giving Vlad what he wanted, which was basically that Vlad wants you to come over there and be a high ignorant nigga.
Right.
And talk shit and be flashing money.
Which I didn't understand why Jason Weaver didn't do the voice of Simba, but you know, I know movie politics and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had the little boy from well, all the motherfuckers older than me, I don't know why I'm calling him little, from Home Improvement.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say he get royal, so every time they play the Lion King?
Every time they play the Lion King, I think every time they play it I guess back before Disney Plus came around, you know, Disney used to have to like lease out the movies to people, so he was getting a cut of that too if they was like leasing out the Lion King.
Man, so that's the way to, you know, like sing, do a song in this Disney movie, that's it.
Dude, man, royalties is the way to go, but most people just get so distracted. And I ain't going in front, man. If you broke and a motherfucker come up and tell you, hey, we going to give you $15,000 for this, for you to do this job or whatever. I mean, most people ain't got the foresight to be like, nah, nigga. Like, nah, I'm like, look, how about this? I'll take $5,000 or I'll take $10,000 and you just go on ahead and give me like 5% of the royalties off of this motherfucker, because that's really kind of like betting on the fact that this is going to be like something big.
Ain't that what that happened to one of the music artists? They didn't want to take the cut like that. And they ended up getting bought out by a lawyer because he was like, wait a minute, I'll take that 1%.
Yeah, I think, yeah. That was a whole lot of music, actually.
And they thought they was getting ripped off by their own artists, and that's why they end up being friends no more. And then they come to find out that from everybody that they offered him, that person, like the percent, he wanted the whole cake. You know what I'm saying? He wanted the money up front instead of taking the royalties.
Yeah, man. Bro, man,
now that song making bank and he getting paid off of it, and the other dude just stuck with them that $500,000 that he didn't blew.
Yeah, man, you got to be... Yeah, wasn't that Blueface? Or wasn't that like, I think they were, that was like one of these new rappers that it happened to too. I think it was Blueface or NLE Chopper. Like, and they were talking about they want off their label because they were talking, you know, as usual, my label fucking me over. Like, nigga, did you actually read the contract?
Man, I think we talked about it was somebody like in the early 2000s, and they thought they knew. That was with them. I think they wrote the song or something like that. But they wanted their money up front. They didn't want to wait for no royalties. And the song ended up blowing up. They still play it to this day. And I can't think of what it is. Maybe next show.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that shit, man. Because, like I said, but man, people get distracted by that money up front or whatever. And I ain't really in a position to tell nobody what to do, because if you flat motherfucker broke a motherfucker come up to you with $50,000 and talk about let me buy this off of you, most people ain't gonna be like, nah, like I need to cut it on royalties or whatever. They just like, let me get this 50 because it'll help me out right now.
But when you think like, why would this dude want to pay me $50,000 for this? This month they must know something I don't know. So yeah, I want to cut.
I think you and I would think that, but that's because we didn't watch all these horror stories play out, though, with like people getting fucked over.
Because a lot of people don't have common sense either.
Mm-mm.
Because I'd have been like, yeah, nah, I want to cut because I know how this is going to play out.
motherfuckers play it everywhere. Motherfuckers want to go get that 50 grand and then they want to, you know, go to the club and shine that night.
I'm putting this shit in the bank. Money ain't time.
The bank? Nigga, what you talking about? And you know, man, you know how many motherfuckers have told me recently that I'm stupid for keeping my money in a bank. I'm like, where I'm going to keep it at then? Like, it needs to have somewhere to gain interest. And they're like, nah, man, because see what's going to happen if the bank, you know, if the bank go out of business. I'm like, well, that's why they have the FDIC and your money is insured.
They listen to these other black folks they get from back in the 50s.
I'm like, nigga, y'all niggas still keeping y'all money in y'all fucking, mattress and shit.
Your money ain't insured if the house burned down.
Nigga, or if somebody run up in that motherfucker.
Because now they know you don't keep your money in the bank. You got to keep it somewhere. So now they want the stash.
Mm-hmm.
How that song go? Where the cash at? Run up.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne will be buying Mona Lisa.
Motherfuckers that watch Paid in Full all these damn times or whatever, man, still ain't learned nothing.
Right. Also, man, y'all going to like these places like Chuck E. Cheese, lock y'all car doors. But I heard somebody, which I don't understand how they stealing these cars, but the Dodge Charger got stolen out of Chuck E. Cheese parking lot.
Yeah, how they still? They must be leaving the key. They must be leaving the key fob in there.
Or they followed you and took the VIN number and got a replacement key fob. That's the only thing I can think of.
But that's still like, is it that easy to get a fucking replacement key fob?
I don't know. I need to find out because if it is, I'm like, man, take my VIN number off this car.
It can't be that easy. Like, you got to show some kind of identification or something.
Like with my car, if you high wire, you're going to be driving with that alarm on.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you ain't gonna be able to drive it because I got the little dial gear shift, so it lock. If there ain't no key in there, if you hot wired, it's not gonna turn.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna keep switching back to parts.
Yep. Man, that's
crazy. I thought the Chargers did the same. I thought that was locked up too.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like that motherfucker might have left their key fob up in there, man. Cause I can't even see like how the hell do you even hotwire? I'm sure it's a way, but how would you even go about hotwiring a damn push button start? Like you got to bust up that whole damn column.
Even if you can't hotwire, that's the problem.
Yeah, cause like, dude, that'll take so much time for you to.
The chip in the car blow out and it won't go nowhere. So you can ruin the whole car if you hotwire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with these new cars. Yep,
that's what I this was ain't like
back, this ain't like back in the day where you could take a fucking screwdriver and just jam it up in the motherfucking ignition and going about your way.
Nah, you need that daggone key, period. Like even your car tell you your key, you left your car on and you got the keys in your pocket. I done that a couple times and that car just started honking at me. I'm like, man, damn.
Yeah, I did that one time too.
That scared the shit out of me the first time.
I was like, bro, fuck your feet. But you know what though? That is, and who knows? Maybe they got their car stolen like that too. Because I know a lot of people who have like the push button start, and they when they get up in the car, they'll put their keys like in the damn glove compartment. A lot of people leave spare keys in their glove compartment too, which is stupid. But or they just don't have the key on them. Like I make sure, like when I get up in the car and like I usually will have like the key in my pocket still. Like that key is not leaving my pocket because for what? What is it gonna leave my pocket for? I don't need the key to start the car up, like to physically start it up. As long as I got the key on my person, that key don't need to come out of my pocket while I'm in this car.
Yeah, see that. See these cars now designed for somebody like me because I'm notorious for locking keys in the car, like that. Mm-hmm. Cause I walk out that mug, I'd be like, whew, my car won't lock on the inside while the key in there.
Right.
Like if I hit the lock button, I close it, the car unlock. Like, oh yes, this is designed for me.
See, I be hitting the remote though. I don't never like that. That's the main reason why I always use a remote to lock my car. I don't never use the door one.
Sometimes I do, but I forgot. Like, it took me a while to get used to it because my locks, I don't have no like lock that pop up like some cars do. It's just a little light that turned red.
Yeah.
I'm like, James was like, I don't like that. You need the locks. I'm like, I don't need no damn locks. You can see the red light. Well, not with my window tint, but still.
Right.
I be getting mad, man. I'm like, man, wait till I turn the car before you open my damn door.
This nigga.
I like messing with people.
All right. You got any, we're a little bit over 2 hours, so they got the show they wanted.
Right. I guess the holiday shit coming up. So I think we did like holiday movies last year. I don't know what you're trying to do this year.
Yeah, we can. Oh, motherfuckers is really getting mad that Charlie Brown ain't gonna be coming on network TV this year.
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on it's on Apple because Apple apparently owns the rights to the Peanuts stuff.
Ooh.
And motherfuckers is not happy, to say the least.
Hey, find it on YouTube.
They like this some bullshit. Every year we watch It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and they get the holiday season started for us. And now y'all telling us that we can't watch it or we gotta pay to watch it. And I'm like,
I don't know who can hear this. But if that's your favorite thing, you better do what I did and just buy the movies just in case.
Nigga.
If you want to watch it that bad.
Bump all that. I don't know who. I know exactly who need to hear this. If y'all don't go on to a torrent or somewhere and find that joint for free, it just shows, like I said, these people don't know. They don't know. They ain't never actually had to like work for no stuff. Like they just used to people just giving it to them.
Right.
Like cats like us, we know how to be resourceful. We know how to go find some shit.
Right. Like, oh my God, it's not gonna be on network TV. Like, damn. I've been prepping for the damn electricity to go out or something for a couple days and our cable to go out, and I got my movies right here, the portable DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
The battery. So
See? Motherfuckers don't, man. They ain't ready. They ain't adult enough to have that type of conversation. Oh man. So yeah, man. So you got some parting shots for the people. You know, you want to tell them fuck you one last time before we go.
Nah, they get people this time.
They act up this time.
They act up. They all starting to come back with the emails. Just get talking to y'all again.
Some of y'all.
I guess do what y'all been doing. Shit, stay safe.
That was real inspiring, dog. You the next motherfucker Tony Robbins in this bitch.
Man, that dude got some big ass hands. I mean, I got big hands, but that dude got some big ass. He's like fucking Andre the Giant hands.
Shit. While I'm talking about you, I ain't really got nothing to say to them. I guess, man, for real, like we are like what, like month 8 of this pandemic?
9.
Okay, month 9, which feels like we've been it, man. I swear, I feel like we've been in 2020 for like 10 years.
It do feel like it,
cause I be thinking about shit that happened, like cause I was again conversations with wifey. I was telling her, I was like, dang, remember back in March when I had started my new job and I was leaving my old job and I told you, like, damn, like I got kind of like teary-eyed in the parking lot looking at the old building and I'm like, damn, dude, why does it feel like everything is about to change now? And then, like, less than a week later, I started my new job and the first day there, they was like, hey, yeah, we need you to go home and test your VPN because we send people home because of COVID.
Dang. At least you saved.
You said what?
Saving gas money. Whenever you go back to work, you're like 5 minutes away from that mother.
Yeah. I had to go back there because they doing some construction in the building. So I had to go back there and remove the box that was on my desk because I never got unpacked. Because like I said, the first day I went there and sat down my shit, they was like, hey, don't bother unpacking because you're going home and lunch.
Mm.
So
and you was like, you ain't got to tell me twice.
Nigga, who? I was like, can I just leave now?
y'all could have called. Oh, you had to probably pick up your laptop and stuff.
Nah, they got it where now where you keep your laptop. As long as you with the company, you keep your laptop even when you change jobs.
Unless you go to that one, the call center.
Well, yeah, the call center don't have laptops though.
Nope.
So yeah, but like if it's a job where it has a laptop, you keeping your laptop. That laptop travels with you throughout your, I was about to say the company name, but throughout your career at the company.
I was about to say, because I was thinking about applying for the PM.
Mm-hmm.
My 1 year about to come up anyways, and I go on this leave in January just for 6 weeks. So March would be right around the corner. Oh my God, I'd probably apply.
Oh yeah, that's right, man. Yeah, that's right. I was about to say a leave for what, dude? I forgot so fast that you was expecting a year. I'm like, Lee, what, nigga, you about to go have surgery? Nigga, you ain't got to be out that long to have a goddamn vasectomy.
Shit. I drag that out too. I'm like, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt, dog.
Violated.
Nah, dude. Hey, man, nope. That'll be like a whole nother 15-minute conversation I ain't trying to have. Maybe one day I'll tell y'all about my my vasectomy story.
Just wait till after I have mine, because then I might get discouraged.
Oh no, nah, nigga, I'm telling you soon as we stop the recording. All right, y'all. Uptown ENT. We appreciate y'all. Email the show, uptownentboys@gmail.com. Follow us on the Instagram page. B, what's the Instagram page?
Hold on.
God damn.
I know, man. I was just on it. It's Uptown ENT. Right. We got the picture of the microphone.
Yes, sir.
Thinking of a master plan.
All right. And again, we might need to start up a Patreon, but that's probably something from off the episode. yeah, but I guess like what B said, if y'all got some movies y'all want us to like review since we are going into the holiday season, they ain't got to be holiday movies. If you just like, man, look at this shit here. I guess one of us will try and watch it. But in a minute, we're going to start charging y'all for these requests. Just a FYI, it might just be $5 on Patreon, but we're going to start making y'all pay us to watch some of this bullshit y'all be recommending.
Man. Shit, hey, look, I mean, we can get the Patreon up and running, do the YouTube page, and just do the react to the videos y'all had us watch.
Yeah, but then I don't want these niggas to know what I look. Well, I guess they do know what we look like because we done posted ourselves on the Instagram page. Never mind.
Hey, shit, the YouTube videos be popping when you do the reaction.
And yeah, especially since, as you keep on saying, we are very ignorant. So we go ahead and get oiled up a little bit or whatever. We might be
right, and we're gonna be using Sanjay's oils. Wait,
Samaje.
Man, look, y'all, it's James spelled backwards. That's all. They're probably gonna kill me when I, but that's what it is. It's, you know how we do when we name the kids.
Hey, you know, cause see, I don't think they have listened in so long, but this is probably gonna be the episode they listen to, and then because
now they better listen. We've been buying them oils.
Wait a minute, but we paid for the oils though, so it ain't like it was like, hey, right. We gonna
support. Support is support. Shit, they listen for free, we paying for the oils. Support black businesses. Ain't that what we doing?
You right, man. We are. We You all right? Damn. All right, dog. I'm with you. Shit. All right, y'all. For my co-host, yeah, we gonna go ahead and get up out of here. If y'all got a routine going, keep y'all routine going. You should have some kind of routine, even if it's just getting up and waking bacon every morning. And if the routine keeping you happy, you're right. man. So, yeah, man, this has been another episode of Uptown ENT, and we out.
Peace. Love and happiness.
Her grease.